everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today we are watching the next episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, Home and Away, Part 1. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, and a go. Home and Away Part 1 was the 27th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on October 8th, 2007, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Jonathan Broff.
My son.
I gotta help my team. There's a new fear cat on the loose. Krazar.
You know her.
There's something I didn't tell you. My girlfriend, Bella, was lost in the cave-in. Krazar was there as well.
It's an old Mercurian battle spell.
That looks like some sort of cup.
It may lead to a duel.
Oh, good. She saw it before. Oh, look. Their bookmark is labeled with the Operation Overdrive logo, almost like it's SPD. Ultimate plan. Wait, isn't their ultimate plan to get the crown?
Might need them. You know, the Fearcats destroyed the most important person in the world to me. Now we have to find those relics before anyone else is lost.
Satellites are picking up traces of the staff.
Rose, take Ronnie, Will, and Mac with you. Dax and Tyzon can stay here and help you locate the other relics.
I think I should go too.
You need to stay here and cool down. I don't mean to sound harsh, but losing control of your emotions isn't going to bring Bella back.
He's right, you know.
Come on, Ty. Let's keep looking.
And if there's anyone that's good at cheering people up, it's Dax.
Our machine is ready to go. And we have the Octavian Chalice. Once we have the relics to activate it, no one will be able to stop us.
I just... Hey, he doesn't have his cold anymore.
Flowers makes me feel so happy. We're not here to tiptoe through the tulips.
Oh, a Tiny Tim song.
This looks like a great tree for butt scratching. Oh, it feels
you better
nice.
Back away unless you want to be Yeti Rump Roast. This is what we're here for.
Really? It was in a tree? Okay.
A toothpick. Dental hygiene is very important.
It's not a toothpick. It's Minerva's staff.
Ow. Yay, he found it.
Here's the other relic too.
And the other one. Yay.
Go after the root. Let me go get the Sansa Scylla. I can do it. Calm down. Okay.
Why not let Dax help out? Oh, is Dax gonna have to go get the other relic all by himself? There are a lot of chillers there, considering that Flurious and... Yeah, considering that they were there, just two of them. I don't like this. It probably follows something with the Sentai footage, but the fact that the four of them were having a little trouble and then now you're just going to let two of them take care of it just seems pointless. Also, why are they chasing after this just at the same time? That doesn't make sense either. Ouch. That's going to a museum where it can't cause any harm. You again. I'm tired of this planet and I'm tired of you Rangers. Let me handle this, Kamdor. No. It's time I show these Rangers that I am a force to be reckoned with. Get ready, Mercurian. Snuck up behind you. I do have to say that I'm enjoying seeing some of the fancy moves that these guys use in this series. Also, hey, the toy's still going. He uses it more than anyone. Doesn't he use it in just about every story at least? Even if it's a multi-parter? Alright, last couple episodes, Tai Zon's been getting his Mercurian butt handed to him. And they don't go in for the kill. Okay. So we have the Sands of Scylla, and you defeated the Mercury Ranger. It's not a bad day. The Fear Cats don't know who they're dealing with. Yes, we do. Hey, a couple of losers. Thanks for the Sands of Scylla. Ooh. Hey, it's Bella.
Bella?
Yes, it's me. Oh, you're all right.
Where am I?
On Mercuria, where else? Hey, take it easy.
If this was real, wouldn't she say, like, exactly where on Mercuria it was? In the Sentai, this is Boken Silver. Meeting his mom, I think, learning about his past.
You've never left Mercuria.
Okay, wait a minute. What? So who's doing this to him? The root of Hesper. There's Moltor. I was wondering where he was.
Let's go, Moltor. Hand it over. Never. Yeah.
Oh, really? Why? He's fought him pretty well without the Battleizer before. Alright, so judging by those special effects, I'm thinking what, they have like three or four of these suits? And they're just replicating them? Oh, that's one way to do it. Why didn't he do that with the chillers earlier? Wait, what? How is that possible? How did that hold him down in place? Just gotta unwrap your leg. It's not like it was through the leg. It's Power Rangers, for crying out loud.
Let's get out of here, Norg! But I found these pretty foods.
I love Norg. Oh. That was absolutely physics-defying.
Some crazy dream. It just seems so real.
Maybe your mind is.
His eyes look like they're a little irritated by his silver contacts.
Yeah, ever since the cave-in.
Or maybe the wind is messing with him.
Me, but I escaped. You were the one who got trapped inside by the fear cats.
Well, that's not how I remember it at all.
It doesn't matter anymore. We're both safe and back together.
You're right. All that matters.
You know, it'd be actually kind of funny if he remembered things like when he was a bully with as a soccer player in high school, and he was this alien that infiltrated a police squad. And try to kill a giant dog. Because, you know, from SPD and Dino Thunder. Oh, the brothers reunited! Wow, they just take and take and take. Okay, how did it force Dax to go backwards, Mac to go forwards, and Ronnie to just go up and back down? That doesn't make sense. Doubly.
You call yourself villain.
You can't even hold on to your relics.
Flurious the frozen fool. Go back to your igloo and cool off.
Maltor, who's about as dangerous as a wet match.
Kamdor and his silly sidekick. You two are just sad. None of you ever posed a threat to us.
Now watch and learn what real power looks like.
Root of Hesper.
No!
Sands of Scylla. And Minerva.
Good job, Dax. That was disgusting. This is something that can destroy worlds. Looks like a putty. A funky putty, but a putty. Dude, it's got some abs, too. You see that?
What are they doing?
Oh, is it like an armor? Nice. You could say that, yeah.
Enough of this. Drive Max Sword. Go.
Okay, it's the most powerful thing that's supposed to destroy worlds, and they're going to use this one instead of the battle fleet? Come on. And yes, I realize that's a Sentai footage decision, but still, the Sentai was apparently pretty dumb on this, too. So are they controlling this monster thing right now? Since they're connected to it, or just helping? Because that seems weird and also deeply unnerving. Well, this certainly doesn't look good, does it? You know, in another series, this would be like the end battle. We haven't even seen Spencer yet. Is he even really there? Now he sends the big ones. Got a little under 4 minutes left in part one of a two-parter. I'm guessing this isn't going to work either. You weren't serious before? Are you kidding me? Oh, damn. Now the kit gloves are off. Oh, that didn't work. Oh, are they going to spin? Yes, they spun. Cool. I mean, technically not cool, but cool. Oh, that one got busted up too. Oh, that's not good. Like you're gonna stop him?
Bow down to the fear cats. Is it possible? Have they really defeated us all?
The battle fleet's trashed.
Along with the drive max.
What are we going to do?
Go back, regroup, and fight another day, because that's where part two will be.
I know it's been only a couple of days, but it feels like it's been a lot longer.
You finally believe that everything I told you is true?
Of course. And I'm ready to put all those other silly ideas behind me. I now know that I never really was a Power Ranger.
Oh. Oh, what's this? Oh, that's them. Aww. So, someone's messing with him. That's not good. Meanwhile, the Rangers are too busy to even be worried about him at the moment. And all the Zords are damaged. Is there anything left to see? The only Zords I think that are left are Tizons, right? Because... yeah. All the main Zords were in the... first Megazord. That was their Ultra Zord or something, wasn't it? And then the battle fleet's gone, so all they have left are Tizon's three Zords. Well, that's not good. Alright, well, that's going to do it for this time. I want to thank you all for listening or watching. Next time, we'll be watching episode 28, Home and Alone. Home and Alone? Huh. Home and Away, part 2. Until then, take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.